is that they not only made the game more straight regarding player progression, so there's no these optional challenges. They increased the difficulty, they put on trigger events, they put on skip bits, they put on some visual progression with cosmetics, which again I didn't see in here in the previous builds. And yeah, it seems money started, you know, dropping from the sky. That's, well, they made that, it that's how I see it.
This is a no-bullshit gaming show where we talk about games and their revenue in great detail, powered by our ad monetization, game design, and user acquisition triple threat expertise. Welcome to the 2.5 Gamers, the unfiltered truth served with a side of giggles. Let's not forget this is a 4 a.m. conference discussion vibe, so let's not take it too seriously. Tune in now and stay 2.5 steps ahead of the gaming industry.
Jakub Junior is actually really happy about us recording, don't worry.
Exactly.
You can see that. I can see that. Yeah, thank you for tuning in. I guess you heard our and saw our new intro, so let us know what you think about it.
We're going to be a bit more excited. This is our 100th episode. I guess this is like yeah.
Yeah, well, is it? I mean, we already passed 100 way.
It's the 101 we counted.
Yeah, exactly. 100 we counted. So I guess it's, I mean, we can call it 100. But yeah, let's say it's 100. So woohoo! Yeah.
The channel has nearly 170 videos.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, so yes, we way past that. I mean,
so, wait, so and honestly, I get excited yeah, we don't for, care about for nothing numbers really. Too much.
All right. No, you should be excited about the game we are going to talk about because we are talking.
I am.
No, we're going to talk about Twisted Tangle, and we have a fucking delay because where you are, Felix, is what, like in the middle of mountains? Yes. Amazing. It's going to be a fun episode. Hopefully, you're going to be just quiet and then maybe we will come back. Yeah, shit, exactly. Well, welcome back. Anyway, so let's see. Let's see how it's going to work.
I'm in the mountains.
So you're not going to... Yeah, I know.
You'll hear yodeling. That's me.
I hope so. Okay, good. Then, yeah. Oh, quick comment about our last week. Because last week was amazing. We had an event in Istanbul. And I think it went quite well. Well, quite well, meaning super well. Like 200 people. We had our, it was first ever event that we've done. So you can actually expect us starting doing this a little bit more often. I think, you know, you should just join our Slack channel where we announced this and it was more like need to know basis first. But now, we're going to definitely go big in the future. Yeah. Anything else we should talk about before we jump into?
Regarding the event, anything we'll be sharing afterwards?
Yes, I think the...
So people know.
Yes, we're going to share the presentations in the Slack channel and then some photos. And then there's going to be a video, a short one on Wednesday. So, well, stay tuned. We'll keep you posted. Yeah.
So the more reasons to join the Slack. If you don't 100%. Know how, there's a link in this podcast, in our posts. It's pretty much everywhere.
Yes.
And it's open.
It's open for everyone. And you can find all the interesting information in there. And we're getting also quite an interesting feedback from you guys, which says, you know, why you are actually watching or listening to our No Bullshit Gaming show. It's because this is non-corporate vibe and it's, you know, being 2.5 steps ahead of the rest of the industry, which is nice. And we actually talk about tactics and details and numbers. So thank you very much. Based on our personal opinions, and those personal opinions are based on our experience because this is our day-to-day job. So, enough bullshit. Let's just dive into Twisted Tangle, which actually came from you guys. I mean, we were kind of watching it from the sidelines, but it was you who brought it up to our attention. So thank you very much. Who is starting? Jakub, what is the level? Everybody wants to know because then, yes. We had this small competition in our Slack channel, like who is gonna hit what kind of level. And man,
no,
Kaveh definitely no. went. Where is it?
Yeah, he's.
Oh,
he's
fucking yes! I am 105. Yes,
two levels.
Yes, fuck
guys,
me,
guys,
nice.
guys.
There you go.
I'm 106.
What?
No way. No way you are not.
No, I'm lying. I'm 87.
Well, no. Of course.
Not even 87. Come on, man. Like, you are not even 87. Just don't
lie.
I am. No.
But you can't play this you can't play this game on airplane mode, which is really
annoying. Yes, that's yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we had this small competition. Kaveh, our fan, he and his colleague, they are 181 and 178. So, guys, yeah,
you won this.
You beat
month.
Us. Nice.
Yeah, but like it was very enjoyable. I would say, like, honestly, one of the
and
most
really
enjoyable
hard.
Kind of puzzle games. I don't even know if I can call it puzzle games. Because
it is a puzzle. Come on,
it is a puzzle, but it's very, very unique. This is not something that we had here before. I'll get to it.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Yeah. Before we stop kind of level flashing. Let's talk a little bit about what
level flashing. Just yeah.
What's the overall framing and why are we talking about this and who is this coming from? So Twisted Tangle is a game currently sitting on Rolic Portfolio. And why are we talking about it? Because, we kind of missed it based on our hybrid radar, because the game is literally like the second biggest hybrid based on IP revenue that we see. If we assume
how could we miss this?
Because
Mr.
it's hard.
Mr. Radar.
It's hard. And I even had the talk in Istanbul about this, that looking for hybrids is really like, there's no filter, there's nothing. You literally need to know them in order to kind of get them somewhere, because nobody even knows what hybrid is. I cannot go here, even near Sensor Tower, and just says, like, give me all the hybrids. There's nothing there.
Is that you apologizing, like, Jakub?
It's not apologizing. I'm just stating how it is, because, like, finding hybrids is hard.
I think that was an apology, dear listeners.
Our friends from Aggressive Games reached out, if I understand, or Rolic?
Rolic. Rolic directly.
Yeah. So the game scaled to something like 130k a day in IP revenue. Currently, it's a little bit stabilized.
Which is like, even more if we count the sadness multiplier.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say.
Regarding the downloads, it scaled to something like 350k a day.
And yes.
Like somewhere in the middle of February now, it's a little bit more stabilized, but still kind of
going
strong. Yeah, but
that spike, it's India only. I was checking it. It's just, if you just go to US only, then it's completely different story.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, but it's still kind of a pretty
it's
high.
It's pretty decent, and, because the revenue stayed the same, right? It stayed quite flat.
Yeah, exactly. So the game was released on April 25th. And you could see here on the chart that before it was literally a hyper-casual hit. Like, there was minimal IAP revenue, probably just that usual kind of no-ads bundle.
Yeah.
Nothing really there. And then suddenly, in December, it started scaling very rapidly, literally tenfolded the IAP revenue, and then continuing on the growth curve to something like 130k. So there's the hybrid
easy.
Part of it.
Yeah, easy.
The thing is that currently, if I understand it correctly, is the second hybrid in my list. It's a little bit higher than Blockjam 3D, if I get it right. Blockjam is doing something like 80k a day in IAPs. But the important factor is that Blockjam is doing something like, I don't know, let's say, without the spikes, like 30k downloads a day. Twisted Tangle is doing still, even after the like a decline, 75 or like 80k a day. So I guess Mr. Felix here would have a little bit more chat about the ad revenue that's kind of happening there.
The other
interesting thing is, was looking at Rolic. Yeah, we'll get to it. The other interesting thing, just noting, maybe we'll return to Rolic portfolio, because I've seen two more games here, which is Bash Jam and Screw Jam, which are both kind of scaling aggressively on IAP revenue. both nearly hitting the magic 33k a day mark, where Bashgemid already hit it this week.
Bashgemid, yeah, I see it's quite increasing the whole kind of IRP revenues lately.
Yeah, so even pretty heavy on download side. So I guess as per prediction, if you have one hybrid, the next hybrid is probably much easier. So that's what we get for consolidation. But yeah, back to Twisted Tangle. It's very, very unique, and it's made by Aggressive Game Studio, which is like a Turkish local studio. As we were in Istanbul, it's a
yes,
Turkish studio.
Yeah. It's local.
I spoke actually to Kubrash, he's the designer, very, very nice. Innovative team. And I really need to hand this down to them, because the gameplay itself, let me switch from the charts, is super unique. Like, this is, I don't think so we ever covered a casual game this kind of unique, because it has so much physics-based gameplay.
Yeah.
And it's not only a gimmick, it's literally part of the gameplay, is like very, very utilized to the actual core gameplay. That is super unique. So let me just kind of show it a little bit for those that haven't seen it yet. So the game is literally about untangling these kind of ropes or whatever you have there. The important part is that it's time-based. I think it's following the trend, as we've seen with games such as like Match Factory and this whole kind of match genre, when you have this 3D mess on the screen and you need to kind of click on three of the same, or like you have the, you know, like Tile Busters kind of setup where there's a bar on the bottom, and lots of companies are actually getting into it. There's a little bit of physics in that category as you're kind of rambling through the mess, but here is on a completely different level. The physics here is the main kind of core gameplay. So one thing,
like, why do you have like such terrible set of these tangles? I mean, it looks,
that's the premium ones that you can buy for 2,300 coins.
You mean like the skins that I'm using?
Yeah,
I just like those.
This is what you like?
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
For those
very 14 years old
go
teenager, or like what's happening to you?
What, you have donuts there? What
he
can
paid
go wrong?
Money for that.
But donuts are fine, but those
no,
flesh.
I didn't pay money for that. These are in the ad offers. We'll go to it. Yeah. So just saying, like, you go and you untangle these things like this, and you see already the ragdoll physics here, how important it is, and how you pretty much kind of smashing these things around, how they move, how they're kind of connected to each other. It's literally very, very important. And we are back at that problem that when I'm talking about the game, I can actually play it. So I'm doing completely stupid things. But
then,
these things, they disappear, as you see here, as what I just did there. And the very nice thing about this, that there's literally no randomness within levels. There's zero randomness. So what you can do is, if you fail a level, if you return to it later, actually, you have a bigger chance to solving it, because, you know, some of the things that you did, you can do again, and you literally like build upon that knowledge within the levels.
Yeah, you can prep. Yeah, you can prep in advance, like what you're gonna do based on the previous try.
So for me, this is like one of the most enjoyable things, because I literally know that, oh, it was like this one more move here, or I could have done that, and then I, you know, restart the game and actually do it what I wanted to do. So this is not your usual puzzler with, like, you know, difficulty, dynamic adjustment, whatever, something.
You did it, man.
Amazing.
Yeah. Congratulations. So two more levels and you got me.
So for me, the gameplay is very unique. It literally uses a lot of these very specific, how do you call them? Physics-based mechanics. The on-ramp is very good. And we'll get to what they changed and what was done in the game, in the builds before and in the current build, because I think this kind of goes like hand in hand why the game is making so much more money. It's not only some, you know, random whatever, we slap in skip-its or something.
There are skip-its,
but as I was looking into Sensor Tower regarding the most frequent IP purchases, it was all in soft currency. There's zero skip-its actually in it.
Of course, yeah, I can imagine.
So
because it's just like the casual game all over again. It's just like one, you know, like you're failing one level and it's like, okay, my fucking god, I need to just pass this level. So what are you gonna do? Just, you know, you buy the boosters. for currency.
But honestly, like, there's not really that much to it regarding the like feature set of the game.
There's not that many things that you can buy, actually.
If I understand correctly, they actually remove stuff from it. Because if you look at the game, the store is very, very simple. There's literally not even your usual come get free stuff for an ad or because of... There's even not that. There are skip it, and there's your usual set of, like, you know, casual games offers that you have, like, unlimited lives and, like...
My shop looks completely different to that.
Ooh,
really?
I don't have the bundles.
That's interesting. Okay,
I have the same thing. I have bundles only.
Then there's the special like offers for unlimited lives. For an ad. One that's for like hard, real world money. There's the starter offer, but that's the same one that's like sitting on the shop. Yeah. There's no ads offer. But then there's the main saga, and that's it. This is kind of very simple. And then there are these like three different kind of vectors of cosmetics, which is the ropes, the pins, and bags.
You chose the ugliest one, like out of the three.
Yeah, right. Like, what's why?
Dear listeners,
come to YouTube, and you can
tell us which one is the ones you like the most.
Well, definitely not this. I mean, I tried and I almost puked. Like, what the fuck?
Okay.
I have to like the basics.
Okay, whatever. I just, you know, as they were coming on because of the ad offers, probably they stayed there.
Sure, of course. Yeah.
Anyway, exactly. The important thing. The important thing is this. Trigger
I need
race.
To remove my eyes now. This is like, where's the bleach? Fuck, I need to put bleach in my eyes.
Go look at some cats. So there's the trigger events happening, which are...
This is the trigger event. What are you doing? Okay, continue.
So there are the trigger events happening, similar ones that are we seen run in like Monopoly Go, even in Block Jam, that kind of trigger themselves. They pitch you against probably just bots on a very kind of short-term timer, like 3 to 5 hours, and they just reinforce you to play the main saga. There's nothing to it. You don't really need to care about the events doing anything or learning something. It's just like play, and finish as much levels as possible and beat hopefully all the other guys until, you know, you beat them and you get the prize, which is just soft currency. So that's there. I think I saw just this one during my whole journey with this game, and there was no other one, and there was no the point that two were running at once.
Yeah, I only saw this one.
Which is completely to contrast with Block Jam, which has like, I don't know, like five or six different templates.
five.
That are sometimes like you have those bridges where the bomb is, you have the balloons, you have the whatever.
Yeah, it's the same thing all over again. It's just like different visuals.
Same thing all over again, but at least it's templatized a little bit and it's like rotates. Here you just have that one, which...
And it's not that frequent, actually.
Like once per two days.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I guess there's some internal cooldown timer within the game that kind of triggers that. But like, yeah, anyway, the important part regarding the saga, and this is, I think, one of the changing features that kind of did the impact, is that you have these hard and very hard levels.
Yes.
And I've seen it proven by some games that even if you announce that there will be a hard level, it actually increases the retention because people want challenge in this category and in the genre. So not having a challenge is actually a problem. If we go to the previous builds of the game, let me share the screen for here a little bit as I was digging through it.
Nice.
So there were actually these challenges that they had there. And you could see that you have, let's say, this kind of a new challenge, reach level 15. So they were unlocked as you progress to the main saga, and only then you could get back to him. They were hard and epic. And notice that you would need to first buy the challenge, like here, for 75 gold. And then when you play the challenge, you actually get 200. So they had this other mode there within the game. It was actually based on moves, not time.
Ooh, not time. Okay.
Which is, again, something... very, very different. But if I understand correctly, this was completely removed because I never seen this in the game.
Well, honestly, I was kind of expecting this like unfolding gameplay, but if it's unfolding after like 200, 500 levels, that's interesting.
It's probably not there. That's my guess, because one of the things that as our friends would say, less is more here.
Yes, that's true.
Because if you see just the main UI here, by the way, this is the UI that literally nearly every hybrid uses.
Yeah, I mean,
the guy that did the asset bag in Unity store is like sitting somewhere in Bahamas probably.
Yeah, you have five buttons here, but then eventually it's free only now.
Yeah. So my guess is there were some heavy iteration, and probably one of the things that I think happened here is that they see that rather than putting the hard content out of the main saga, they put it on the main saga. Mm. Because if you look into the levels, and let's say I found this old playthrough where you have, let's say, whatever level, let's say 96.
Yeah, 96.
You see how small the levels are? There's no barriers. There's nothing. Yeah. There's like not really these kind of new mechanics that we have here currently. So my guess is that they ditched the challenges completely and put them on the main saga. So there's just one linear mode, which now drives the retention.
Could be.
Seems like to me, because the ramp up of these mechanics is very good currently. It's like you have these, I don't know, the nodes that are fixed that you cannot move. Then you have like three point nodes. Then you have these kind of sticks that you literally need to move your
around
finger.
It, tangle around it. Yeah.
Then you have keys. Then you have, I don't know, like these very, very.
There are also like blocked spaces where you can't just land the.
Yeah, node. Exactly. So you have these mechanics that are currently in the main saga, and you're just reinforcing the main saga with these trigger events. So this kind of screams to me that it was not that linear. Now it's much more linear, much more streamlined, much more difficult as it was before.
This is super easy. Like this 96, like this feels like, I mean, no challenge at all.
The difficulty was probably just kind of a optional before, now it's mandatory. That's the thing.
I think there's like every five levels there's a hard level and then and
something
very
hard
like level. Yeah,
five levels, there's like the hard level and then comes the very hard level.
Yeah,
like hard levels, to be honest, like if you're good you can still get them like on first try, but very hard levels are literally like
it's challenging.
So that's there. Last thing I had here, I think it's the same, just like kind of was looking through these kind of other gameplays, and like these seems kind of completely like a completely different game regarding the difficulty.
So
if we return to the main game, so what I think happened regarding the thing is that they not only made the game more straight regarding player progression, so there's no these optional challenges. They increased the difficulty, they put on trigger events, they put on skip bits, they put on some visual progression with cosmetics, which again I didn't see in here in the previous builds. And yeah, it seems money started, you know, dropping from the sky. That's how I see it, because I wouldn't say simpler. Actually, as I said, the complexity of the mechanics was put in the main saga. They make it more straight rather than simpler. So that's my guess, because what, like how these puzzle games and like casual games monetize is that the level curve is the retention curve. So literally the blockers are the ones that are driving revenue, because you need to use boosters, you need to use soft currency, you run out of lives, blah, blah, blah. Those are like gating mechanisms. So my guess is they just rebalanced the game to be much more like a real puzzle, like, I don't know, Royal Match or Candy Crush or something in that matter. And now it's literally doing what it should, because there's a different setup here. And of course they simplified the end of the level, like whatever winning thing, when you win a level, let me show you the wheel where, sorry,
what the fuck are you talking about?
This one. This is not there anymore.
Oh, okay, anymore, yeah.
This is just simplified into one with doubling the rewarded ads, one with like not the doubling anything, but you get serve an interstitial anyway. So.
And then you also have way more currency for hard level and very hard level, which is usually the
very
one you want to double.
I guess.
Want to double. So you get, what, like 15 coins for each level, which, I mean, I don't fucking care. But if you have like 200 versus 400, it kind of makes sense, because then when you're stuck on the hard level, very hard level, you can actually buy time, like 20 seconds for like 900 coins, and that usually helps, at least when, you know, we are very close to winning the level but not exactly one, like you didn't exactly win the level, then that kind of helps.
By the way, it multiplies, not multiplies, it's additive, that once you prolong the time to add 20 more seconds, the next time you, like within the same level, if you want to again prolong 20 more seconds, it gets much higher. It's
of
not
course.
Your usual 900 coins, it's like 1600 or something.
Yeah, makes sense.
So the the soft currency sink is very deep, not only within these kind of cosmetics, which also kind of cost a lot.
Put it away, please, put it away. My eye. Then, oh, thank you.
But then the other things there. Regarding the ad placements, yeah, there are the ones at the end of the level. There are the ones here in the hard offers. There are the ones that you can add one more life if you don't have max. I think this one is a little bit hidden. And then that's pretty much it. I don't know if I've seen something in the shop or somewhere else. It's actually pretty kind of short. Oh, not short, sorry. Very few rewarded ad placements, actually. That I've seen there.
Pretty much. Yeah.
So, Felix, do you want to tell us something about how the ad revenue looks like?
Since I'm lagging here, there's quite a lot I want to say, but it's super interesting because, like you said, there's not that many rewarded ads. There's interstitial ads that show up after the level, but for me, the most interesting thing is how they start showing banner ads later on and much later on. And that's a big tell. So since I'm lagging, I'll just be super quick and to the point. I estimate this game is making somewhere between 70 to 85K a day in ads.
Ooh.
But that's about 40K. But because of the banners and them adding it later, that's a big tell. So basically, I think this is a majority IAP-driven game and not ad revenue. So I think that the sadness multiplier here is definitely not taking the revenue into account. And I think probably the true ad revenue is somewhere between 20 to 30% and probably somewhere on the lower end if you take everything into account.
Really?
At 25, 30% ad revenue, I think. Yeah, because also if they're getting that many IAPs, ECPMs also increase drastically. So I calculated with $40 ECPMs in the US and then pretty much 18 worldwide. But I think if they're earning that much AIP, ECPMs on rewarded are probably closer to 80 in the US. And I think probably this is a mainly IAP driven game. Yeah.
So what was the overall revenue then? Just to get the final number.
75 to 85K a day. But
so
I think 200K we're way...
a day overall revenue, we're assuming.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think the IAP estimates that we're seeing are way off. And I don't think this game has made 3 million in the last 30 days. I think it's more closer to 6.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's not that much ad revenue. There's not that many impression opportunities, and they don't show it that often. And usually when you work with games like this, when you take out banners from the start, which they do, that usually is a signal that you have high IAP-making users or a high portion of IAP-making users.
Yeah, that's the same thing we've seen with the Madbox guys with Pocket Champs, that they want to preserve to like a little bit more premium feel in the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you have interstitials after every fucking level. Like, come on.
Like, that's, but you can remove it for €9, right?
From the very beginning. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's what I did immediately. Fuck my life. No, seriously, I was like, I can't play this game with like every level.
Interstitials every level.
Yeah, it's just like it's no way. It's like I just can't. So it was quite annoying. I mean. I tried this trick with no Wi-Fi, but hey, guys, you nailed it.
I tried to play
internet
it on the plane
connection
and I was so
all
sad.
The way. Yeah, me too. I was like, oops, how about no? Thank you very much, guys. But I mean, what can you do? What can you do? Okay, so that's it from your end. Then easy. You can
I'm lagging,
play a little bit, and
say,
then I can.
I'll...
Yeah, you can say. Don't worry. Just go on. Go on, you can continue. Tell us.
No, I think it's a really interesting game because I think this game is more a casual game, if I'm really honest, because it's not hybrid, because it's just majority revenues here must come from IAPs and not ads. And it's really interesting to see Rolex take a step in this direction.
Well, I guess, I mean, at some point we need to really define what hybrid casual means, because in my opinion, this is quite hybrid because of how it looks like. And, you know, you can't just take that away from the game. And it started as a big hyper casual game before. So
the
thing
is that big casual games currently, like Playrixes, Dream Games, they have giant production value budgets.
Yeah.
You know, the VFX, everything, you know, it's literally like... There's, I don't know, multiple people just making sure the VFX is like to the point.
Yeah, it's super polished.
It's like very quick, dirty, done by like a small team.
And it still looks quite good, except yeah, exactly. like these fucking tangles. But yeah, it's like that's not your. Yeah, I mean that's not by. Yeah, that's your choice. So that's fine. Okay. Anyway, you can play and we can wait how you fail and then we can see the winning screen afterwards. Or maybe I just motivated you to win the level. But anyway, I'm just gonna check how it's gonna look like in terms of the download. So we had this, like you mentioned, I had last 6 months actually in the charts for revenues and downloads. So we are using Sensor Tower. So thank you very much, guys, for giving us the access and allowing us to share the data. So there was like an uptick in terms of the downloads in the last, yeah, let's say 3 months. And the peak was like 2 weeks ago, but then it kind of was a weird mix of a little bit of US, but then a lot of tier four countries. So majority of the revenue is actually coming from US and it's like 90%, right? So that says it all. So now they scale down from 300,000 downloads to actually, yeah, 70, 76, 80, which like 25k from that is US only. So it makes all the sense when the revenue is coming from the US only and then like few tier one countries, but it's like 90% revenues. If I'm looking at this in terms of the devices, yeah, majority is actually it's iOS, guys. So it's 70%.
Well, iOS was dead.
No. Yeah, I thought iOS is dead, right? How about that? I mean, we heard a lot of things about the mobile gaming industry is close to dead, and we see this every fucking week, all day long. It's actually still live and kicking.
Yeah, like honestly, like we have so many games that are currently like aggressively scaling in revenue to cover that we don't have enough slots. Honestly.
Yeah, exactly. And these are our great friends from Estoti, actually. You are seeing
the
okay, let me take over the screen and yeah, I just wanna share how the downloads are looking and whatever is here. I mean, it's 85% is it's iOS, and then 15% in terms of the revenue is actually Android. Even though 70% of downloads is just coming from Android, right? But then, let's see in terms of the countries. This is what I was talking about. And if I'm going to do like last 90 days, it's basically, yeah, India was kind of getting a lot of installs. But then we have US, which is quite stable. But in terms of net revenue, yeah, it's just 75% coming from US, and then we have UK, Japan, Canada. But you see, 4.4 million in last 90 days, and then the rest is like 300,000. So it's very, very small, very, very small outside of US. But it's fine. I mean, I can take that. It's all good. Do we know, like? Let's see if we have some kind of. What do we have? Not this, but actually retention. Yes, retention numbers. So, I mean, yeah, it's US only quarter. Let's try to have 2023, the last quarter, if we actually get something, because I guess it's, yeah, okay, we can get the last quarter of 2023 when they started scaling a little bit. But I guess 40% day one, day 7, 15, and then we have 1% day 90. I guess that's like the classic retention profile of the hybrid, right? So let's see.
It's definitely not that big as the casual one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like this is just early numbers because they started doing this hybrid kind of pivot in December, so we have very few amounts of data, but still you can see like how it looks like. Anyway, so that's that for the retention, the geo split. How about the actual UA? So what do you think is the biggest channel? Guess what?
Max.
Yeah, it's uploving, obviously. Uploving,
for sure.
Yeah, it's 100% uploving. But the thing is, like, here in the in this breakdown of the networks, I mean, they have basically everything. And now they started running Moloco also very recently. So, like, all the checks in all the boxes. So we can check different things. But in terms of, like, the share of networks and impressions, it's uploading, and then we have Liftoff, and then we have some Unity. So if you are trying to get any Facebook, not really. If we check March only, it's uploading again, Unity, Liftoff, and I'm pretty sure it's going to get more and more into Moloco as well. I'm
What do you think is the target age group?
I don't see Google. I can just show you right here in this creative, and you will see immediately. Do you kind of recognize the?
Well, IQ creative.
Yeah, oh, nice. The brain, and then like the thing in here. Well, can you hear this?
Yeah.
It's farting sound. Like, why is it farting sound? Interesting. Oh, okay. So here we have a user boosters, everything. This is playable, by the way. So it's interesting. I don't really get why there is a farting sound. It's really disturbing.
I heard that it's kind of a lot of hybrids use this.
A lot of who?
A lot of hybrids use this in creatives.
Farting sound?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Now you might be the best UA manager after all on the podcast. Anyway, it's really kind of disturbing, to be honest. Anyway, so this is, yeah, so I guess you can see the main target group of this, and we can just check some of the creatives in here. I'm not, they
can
have a lot of playables.
Say what the main target group is, just for the listeners.
Oh yeah, for the listeners, it's older female, I would say. I mean, most likely like all the other casual titles, it's female 35 plus. I mean, US is their main country, so kind of makes sense. And they have a lot of playables, but I just don't want to hear the farting sound anymore. So hopefully we can actually watch some other creatives. It's you know,
it's 40% male, 60% female, average age 37. Just
okay.
Check it out.
Nice. I mean, it makes sense. We have, obviously. Okay, it's farting sound.
But so there is again like a very unique sound that connects the dots.
Okay, how is in it? This is more like a screwdriver.
ASMR creatives.
Ooh, I mean, if I close one ear, or maybe both ears, and then I mean, it could be like that. That's true. And this is a funny thing. So it's one minute long creative, and guess what? It's just the same creative, just
looped.
Yeah, so 30 second loop, the same. But you say you have the, I cannot untie the knot, and we have just black and white type of creative, and guess what? We are just seeing the gameplay. I mean, it's not that surprising. Then we have a little bit altered. Hey, you are right. Okay, it sounds like really, really interesting. I know it's important, but it's actually, yeah, well, it's quite nice. So this is a little bit more complex. Complex in terms of the how the creative looks like, and it looks like a cake, actually. Cake with nuts.
It's the iteration of gameplay.
Yeah, I would say
I wouldn't call this fake. It's pretty much iteration of gameplay.
Yeah. But then you would be very, you know, surprised to see the different. Ooh, I guess this is quite old, but still, in February they were running this Christmas theme or Christmas oriented creatives. But you know, like you can go and just do a little bit better with this. Let's see what kind of hook we are using. What the fuck was that?
Controlled destruction of some engineering thing.
I've seen I was like months.
It's literally like sandworm.
Yeah, sandworm. I was. I'm not sure. I was expecting this. Actually, it's ended like a toilet outside of the home or something.
Wow.
Yeah, well, this is just interesting. Okay, and we have, I mean, we have a lot of different creators. Let's just look at like what's running in March, which is, again, the same thing what we just saw. So, but honestly, on Apple, I mean, there's not that many different things that you can expect. But let's say we try TikTok only. I'm really curious to see. Okay. So, you have the video. I mean, this is just like stock footage of a person playing the game with like weird music in the background. So I would like, why don't you just show the really hard gameplay?
You mean like the one with all the mechanics, like yeah, level exactly. 95 and some
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like
because
that.
Like you are kind of like pausing the. Ooh, wow! Oh my god! I knew I'm gonna see weird shit on Facebook. You cannot untie the pacifier, so we are seeing crying babies,
which are tied together with their pacifiers.
That's amazing. I mean, okay. Okay, now we're talking. also, this target audience, I mean, I kind of see more and more baby-oriented creatives for female.
Really?
Female. Yeah, yeah.
You mean like freezing babies and stuff
not
like that?
No, freezing babies. Like,
like the one that Playrix runs?
No, it's like, okay. Again,
okay.
This is interesting again. Oh my god, like this is so weird and so great at the same time. Wow. Okay. Nice. So again,
there's no crying sound.
No crying sound, but at least yeah, it's visual. But the same thing, you know what it is.
Mm.
It's just like the same
iteration of the
iteration.
Yeah. Other creative concept.
Yeah. And then, yeah, it's just like, this is it, right? It's like, okay, well, we have again like a little bit of crying babies.
So the whole chessboard of crying babies.
Yes. So. But it's exactly the same concept that we saw before. So again, we are kind of lacking the depth of the
creative concepts.
Mm. Yeah, I would, again, like you have so many different levels and so many different combinations. Why not using the hard levels just to show that? Like, it's actually challenging. And I like those hard levels. Okay, so we have different backgrounds. Again, we have
that's the one I would use.
Yeah, we have multiple obstacles in here or sticks. It's the same sound again, right?
Mm-hmm. Some kind of a screw something mechanical.
It is like
sound.
A screwdriver. Yeah.
Yeah.
But here we go. In at least they have like multiple playables. I mean, it makes a lot of sense if when you are running majority of the. Of the UA on Unity and then well Applavin and then Unity and other networks, but still unlock other channels than Applavin, like that would really need to happen.
By the way, any guess what has happened with that spike in India?
I would just say like a worldwide campaign, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or maybe it was it could be featuring as well, which you know how random it is.
Yep.
Oh, nice. We have a nail. Okay. We have an emoji. And then, but that's it. Oh my god, this nail is so terrible. I mean, I have like, who do you think is actually running the campaigns? Is it Zynga or is it Rolik themselves? Or
my guess is Rolik. Because keep
do you
in
think
mind,
so?
Rolik is a former hyper casual publisher now trying to go hybrid. And the main expertise of hyper casual publisher is running UA and analytics.
Yeah, true. But then, I guess, yeah, that's true. Because also, like,
yep.
SocialPoint has their own UA team, like Zynga as well. And then Small Giant also the same team. Well, their own team. So I guess this is the same. Okay, guys, I mean, you can do way better in this. Anyway, okay, so I guess, like, that's it. So all the networks, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting. Mintegrad, Unity, Facebook, Applavin, Moloko, Liftoff, okay.
No TikTok?
There is one, like there is TikTok, but it's like one creative, so I guess it's not that big.
Ah, this is the one with the placeholder
yeah.
over.
I mean, it's kind
human.
Of growing a little bit, so... but mm-hmm. one... I mean, it's like it's entered our data, so I guess we can see a little bit more. Okay, anyway. That's that's pretty much it, right? That's pretty much it.
So what, rating time?
Yeah. Ooh, six. Guys, I can see, I mean, a lot of UA channels, but not a lot of creatives.
So?
Six. From Admon.
Six.
Basically, this is not an ad-monetized game. This is straight up IAP, like mainly.
Okay. So I'm giving like nine because the gameplay is like super unique and the way how they scale the mechanics and like how probably what I assume has happened here, how they rebalance the progression and joined and merged the challenges into the main saga. Correct me if I'm wrong here, if somebody knows, but like this seems like an excellent thing. It's not really easy feat to literally rebalance the whole game completely regarding the difficulty to make it like change into different engine because it was ad engine before, now it's a IP engine. The thing that I'm missing is that I would do more events, these kind of trigger events, not different events, just more of the same what you have there, and a little bit more kind of like the cosmetic progression, whatever's there, a little bit more depth there. That probably will need to get there anyway. Because as Alvaro said, these games evolve and need to evolve. Yeah. They can continue in this state as they are long term. They need to move like one notch higher anyway.
Nice. Thank you very much for listening, and also thank you very much for bringing this to our attention again. And yeah, thanks also for subscribing and commenting and liking the videos on YouTube and giving us rating on Spotify and Apple. It really helps us to improve the show.
Yeah, and the teaser for next time, as we will finish the series of the 4X. So for those who want to know what's the game, we'll be tagging along, join our Slack, gonna get announced now. And yeah, big mind-blowing discoveries that we'll probably show in the next one.
Yes, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Thank you. Cheers.
Bye.